Good evening, everybody. It is 12:30 here where I'm at, and this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. We were working on, for the last couple of days, weeks, nutrition, ways you can diet and be healthier, change the way you're eating so that you can lose weight or at least eat a little bit better. Can you believe we're down to the final two things that I have to cover? Today, we're going to cover vitamins. And then in the next podcast, I might actually do it today. So you'll probably see two of them today, just a heads up. It's going to be on dietary minerals. Okay? And then we'll be done with food, diet, and nutrition. Okay? And we'll move on to the next half of caring for your body. And then we'll go back into personal skills. Okay? So first things first. What is a vitamin? Simple question, right? Not such a simple answer. First off, a vitamin is given the name given to nutrients, which are basically chemical compounds that are vital to health and well-being that cannot be produced or even synthesized within our bodies. And some nutrients, therefore, have to be ingested in the form of food or supplements, unlike dietary minerals, which are elements on the periodic table. Vitamins are molecules made from the elements, okay? Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, for example, is made of carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen, and is found naturally in nature. It can be produced by many animals, but not humans, fruit bats, or even guinea pigs. Yeah, I know, that last one doesn't make sense. What may be a vitamin to a human may not be a vitamin to other animals. Dogs need ascorbic acid, but have a gene that can actually make it. This is why you rarely see dogs eating oranges, for that matter. Plus, you don't really care for them. The human body needs 13 different vitamins, and each one I'm going to go through along with a list of foods that contain that vitamin. On that note, if you think you may be deficient in a vitamin or mineral, then you should be properly diagnosed by a healthcare professional. Self-diagnosis can be dangerous, right? Most people get their daily vitamins from eating a well-balanced, varied diet, including lots of fruits, vegetables, and tandem with a lot of other things as well. Okay? So, I'm going to take a short break here, and we'll get started when I come back on vitamin A. Okay, and we're back. Like I said, we're going to pick up with vitamin A, aka retinol. It is often associated with your vision, okay? The vitamin helps us to see in dimly lit conditions, and it's important for color vision, okay? Vitamin A also helps strengthen the immune system and is useful for healthy skin, all right? And high levels of vitamin A can damage unborn babies. Pregnant women are therefore advised to avoid foods known to be extremely high in vitamin A. With that being said, you can get vitamin A from liver, including pate made from liver, milk and dairy products, oily fish such as salmon, trout, and mackerel, vegetables especially carrots, sweet potatoes, kale, lettuce, and even the not-so-well-known butternut squash. Herbs and dry herbs contain vitamin A, and some red spices, including paprika and cayenne pepper, contain vitamin A as well. Okay, next is vitamin B1, which would be considered thiamine. It is not stored by the body, so it needs to be replenished every single day. Vitamin B1 is common in many foods, and most people consume enough that it's not really a problem. The vitamin works with other vitamins in the B group to help in the production of glucose and other essential substances by breaking down food. Thiamine also keeps muscles and nerves healthy in your body, okay? And with that being said, foods that are rich in vitamin B1 would be nuts, including pecans, pine nuts, and pistachios, pork, many fruits and vegetables as well, many milk and dairy products, whole grain foods, and certain fortified breakfast cereals, not all of them, okay? Next is the vitamin B2, known as riboflavin, however you want to pronounce that. It keeps your skin and eyes healthy. It is also important for the production of steroids, red blood cells, in your body. It also helps to keep the nervous system in good working order, okay? Vitamin B2 perishes if exposed to direct sunlight. So that's why it's going to be in an odd colored container when you buy the vitamins, okay? Going back to what I mentioned before, foods that contain it would be liver, including the pate, made from that liver, fortified cereals, okay, not all of them, but some, cheese, wheat bran, oily fish, okay, that's the salmon, trout, and mackerel, and mushrooms, believe it or not. So if you don't like mushrooms, unfortunately, that's one of the sources you can get it from, but there are other alternatives as well, okay? So with that, we're going to take a short break, and I'll be back talking about vitamin B3, niacin. Okay, and we're back. Like I said before, the next vitamin is vitamin B3. It is niacin. Okay, it helps break down food and produce energy. It is vital to your digestive system and your nervous system. Okay. This one's not as, it's really important, but it's really just that simple, okay? Again, it can be found in liver, pate, bacon, sun-dried tomatoes, fortified breakfast cereals, wheat and rice bran, the oily fish, milk and eggs, okay? Next is vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. Okay, it's used to process protein, carbohydrates, and fats in our diets. B5 is found in most foods in low levels. Okay, there's not a lot of it in select foods. And the ones that contain it is most meats, including chicken, beef, and liver. Vegetables, including potatoes, tomatoes, broccoli, mushrooms. Whole grains, avocados, eggs, and fish. Not oily fish, just fish. Okay. Next is vitamin B6, okay? That is pyridoxine. It is used to break down and extract energy from food that we eat, okay? It's also important for proper functioning of the nervous and immune systems. Pyridoxine is also involved in the body's creation of hormones and red blood cells. So if you're deficient on both of those, that's probably why. You can get it from bran and whole grains, nuts, especially pistachios and hazelnuts. Hey, look, my mom's nut, actually, favorite nut contains vitamin B6. Liver, pate, dried herbs, spices, raw garlic, and seeds, including sunflower seeds, okay? Next in the B vitamins is vitamin B7, biotin. It is required in the human diet, okay? Only in certain circumstances. It's an intestinal bacteria usually produces more vitamin B7 than the body needs on a daily basis anyway. So it helps the body break down proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and aids in the production of glucose. Biotin also helps move carbon dioxide around the body and out. It may help to keep your skin, hair, nails healthy. That's why it's usually found in many, many cosmetic products. Okay? So there's that. The bacteria is basically in our intestines, so that's where you can find it. Egg yolks, oats, nuts, and fish are other places you can find it. All right? We'll be right back. All right. We've covered most of the B vitamins already. We're going to keep going. There's only a few more left. Next is the vitamin B9, folic acid. This one specifically is crucial to many functions of the body, okay? And it is needed to produce and repair your DNA, all right? It is vital in supporting rapid cell division and growth, such as in infancy and if you're pregnant. The folic acid also plays an important part in the fertility of both men and women. So folic acid is also used to produce healthy red blood cells and prevent anemia as well, okay? And foods that are rich in this are spinach, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, believe it or not, for those who don't like it. Again, liver, okay? So liver contains a lot of these vitamins and minerals. Bean sprouts, brown rice, asparagus, and again, fortified breakfast cereals, all right? The last B vitamin is vitamin B12, cobalamins. I know how that sounds. It is pretty stupid, but it performs a key function in our bodies that includes protecting and regulating our body's DNA so it doesn't distort itself. as well as fatty acid creation and the production of energy. Okay? Vitamin B12 performs its key roles in the normal operations of the brain and your normal nervous system as well. The other side to this thing, this vitamin, is that it has a complex molecular structure, and it can't be synthesized by plants or animals, okay? As a result, it can only be found in seafood, including fish, shellfish, crabs, and lobster, liver, again with the pate, meat, cheese, eggs, and fortified breakfast cereals, okay? The next vitamin is vitamin C, okay? The ascorbic acid. It is a vitamin, how do I put this, for humans, okay? But not for most other animals. Animals still need vitamin C, but have genes capable of actually producing it. So keep that in mind. It plays an important role in your body, which includes maintaining the health of connective tissues that support the body's organs and other tissues as well. Essential in the production of certain hormones, powerful antioxidants. It is also thought to lower the overall risk of cancer, okay? And places you can get vitamin C, most of them of which are already well known, would be citrus fruits, oranges, lemons, limes, grapefruits, etc. Other fruits, including black currants, if you don't know what that is, look it up, kiwi fruit, strawberries, and vegetables, including peppers, chili peppers, broccoli, spinach, and cauliflower. So there's something to keep in mind, all right? We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back. Next one on the list of vitamins I have here is vitamin D, also known as calciferol. As weird as that word is, it's not really used too much, but that's what it's called. It's unusual and required in the human diet only in certain circumstances, because we get most of our vitamin D from the sunlight outside anyway. And in certain climates or at certain times of the year, we may not get as much exposure to the sunlight, therefore, we need to include some dietary vitamin D, okay? It is important in the body for regulating the amount of calcium and phosphate, which can both contribute to healthy bones and teeth. In the UK, the Royal College of Pediatrics and Children Health, or RCPCH, estimated that up to about 25% of UK children are vitamin D deficient, and these figures may be due in part to changing lifestyles. Young people spend longer indoors and not being exposed to natural sunlight may help explain the problem. The US, Canada, and Finland have introduced schemes where more vitamin D is available in diets by fortifying the food and drinks that the people buy and use. Okay, and that way, children lacking adequate vitamin D don't suffer from rickets. And for those who don't know, rickets is a condition that affects the bone development, making bones soft and malformed, which can lead to deformities. Okay, and you can get vitamin D from sunlight 10 to 20 minutes a week for a person with light skin, 30 minutes a week for dark skin people, oily fish, again, eggs, and fortified breakfast cereals. All right. Next is vitamin E, tocopherol. There are many different forms of vitamin E, and it is common in a wide variety of foods. It can protect the body against serious illness such as heart disease and cancer, and it can also help protect your eye's health in older people. Not against older people, for older people, okay? It's found in vegetable-based oils like sunflower oil, olive oil, and peanut oil, seeds and nuts, fruits and vegetables. Okay, it's one of those. And finally, vitamin K1, phylloquinone. The vitamin K is required for the modification of proteins in food, and also for blood clotting and probably for the development of strong, healthy bones. We're not quite sure on that one. Okay, it may help protect the body from contracting serious illnesses like heart disease and cancer as well. Furthermore, it may help in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. Okay. This one can be found in fresh vegetables, especially broccoli, spinach, and kale, select cereals, and vegetable-based oils as well, like sunflower oil, olive oil, and peanut oil. Okay? And that's basically all the vitamins that we know of and what they are and what their functions are. Okay? Next, I will be covering the last topic in the health series that I have for right now in dietary minerals in my next podcast. Again, I thank you guys for listening and joining in here with me, for this podcast. I am available on 9 platforms, to my knowledge now. I am available on Anchor by default. I am also available on, what's it called? iTunes, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and I'm now available on Spotify. So if you know someone who could use some of the information that I've covered, or you just enjoy listening to me talk about these topics, or there's just something you didn't know and you want to stay up to date with the topics that I cover, feel free to subscribe to any of the following 9 locations. I'm happy to be here. If you ever have any questions or things that you want me to cover, hit me up here on Anchor or on my Facebook, Instagram, and let me know what's on your mind or what you would like to hear me talk about next. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great, great day. Be blessed. Oh.